This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Desert when the drugs begin to take hold.
Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's Desert Fest weekend. At long last, it has finally arrived. I am so excited. hello everybody. And welcome to the Rockin' Comedy Show. The show does come to you each and every week from the padded walls of our 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant and Kroger Condom Building. Yeah, Desert Fest reference from last year. yes, it is the Korean Taco Plant and Kroger Condom Building. And we've got one hell of a show.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Well, I am your host, Crazy Jay.
I'm not crazy.
I'm borderline psychotic. But again, it's Desert Fest week. You know, if you're a fan of the show and you've been listening for a couple of years or even all the years, then you know Desert Fest is a pretty big deal for me. I've been a part of it since 94, getting some live bands to go out and play on a stage out in the middle of nowhere. For those of you that haven't come and you have the ability to, but something's holding you away, like maybe you think it's a big drunken rager, it really isn't. Yes, there's alcohol, but there's also great food, great people. I mean, it's just, there's live music, there's ATV riding out there. And, I mean, you camp, you hike, you've got, there's so much going on out there. I mean, it's just ridiculous, a ridiculous amount of fun. I just had to stop the music so you knew that I was serious. It's this weekend, it's out in Barstow. You can go you know, find it on Facebook. You can find it on MySpace. It's out there. It's live music. It's camping. It's hiking. It is friends. It is drinking, my friends. Drinking.
When I came in here tonight, well, I was feeling pretty low. Life just seemed to take a turn for the worst. When I saw those suds of beer, I lost my urge to shed a tear. From the first sip, I was feeling better by the beer. Well, it don't matter what the brand, from a keg bottle or can, it's all good when there's a cold one in my hand. Whether red, pale, dark, or near, hops and barley have no fear. Outside a dose of feeling better by the beer.
It's the fest, and I get excited every year. We have a great time out there. And until you go out there and experience, you'll never understand it. You know, is it fun, Jay? I've gone every year since 1994. Yes, it is a blast. You need to come. So we're going to have songs like that by the Moonshine Mountain Boys, Better by the Beer, and other drinking-type songs throughout the show. Let's get back into it, huh? Start the music up. Anyway, we've got a good show for you. We've got the drinking songs, the Desert Fest songs. Also on the show, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook or MySpace, you can find the Desert Fest information on there. I do want to point that out because there are people that are interested. Guys, it's going to be big this year. Big group, big band, 17 bands playing on Saturday, 9 bands playing on Friday. It's going to be big. Bring out the ATVs, the RVs, the tents, whatever it takes. Come out. Have a good time. All right. So on the show, besides the fun drinking and Desert Fest songs, we've got website comments that we're going to get to. Celebrity prank calls. You guys love them. We've got the news. We've got we're going to take a few of your calls as well. And I want to point out that we do put this show together mainly Sunday nights. And it takes, a day to put it up. So if you want to call and talk to us live, you're going to want to do it Sunday nights from 10 p.m. to 11. That's when we take your calls. Pacific Standard Time. It's very easy, Just pick up your phone. Pick it up.
I'm trying to use the phone.
And You can call us, talk to us live, 702-979-9606. That's 702-979-9606. Or, if you don't want to talk to us live, maybe you're a little shy, you can leave a comment on our comment line. That number, 702-727-4892. Again, that's 702-727-4892. Remember, you can check the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All this information's up there, the phone numbers. If you want to email us, make a request, leave us a comment, whatever, you can email us. It's very simple to do.
You've got some mail.
And that mail address is rockincomedy@mail.com. Again, that's rockincomedy@mail.com. We're also, like I said, MySpace, Facebook, Twitter. You can get a hold of us if you need to. If you want to email Mad Mike directly, you can do it. It's shinglesmcfanny@gmail.com. That's right, shinglesmcfanny@gmail.com.
I think we're getting into a weird area.
He's insane. Here. He's mad. He's my co-host. It's Mad Mike. What up, buddy?
What's happening, everybody?
What is going on? It is time for more insanity, my friend. We've got comments.
Sweet.
Stories.
We like those.
Nudity.
We love that.
A lot of people enjoying last week's show.
Oh, they haven't listened to it yet?
Oh, no. No, they have listened to it.
We just told me they enjoyed it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
The first comment that we got was from Matt Ledbetter, who writes, "Hey, Frankie Castro, more like Frankie Catastrophic. Unreal. This guy can't be serious. Jay, thanks for finding him. And you, and to the both of you, what a great show, and what a douchebag."
What a douchebag. Yeah, he was definitely something else, man. I just, you know what, though? Like, I feel really bad, because, like, I think he genuinely thinks he's the shit. So,
well, that's the problem.
I know, like, you kind of feel bad knocking him down, because, like, I feel like it's all he has to hold on to, you know? Like, the rest of his life has got to be pretty shitty. If, like, your highlight is doing a show as a shitty Elvis at Casablanca.
Yeah, I really played the interview back, listening to it with Krista. And the best part is when he says he's not obsessed, and, you know, he considers people that are obsessed are people that can't, you know, walk off stage and be normal. And he says he's not obsessed, but yet his daughter's name is Gracelyn Marie. So it's just some weird stuff going on with that. But a lot of people liking the show. Dan writes, "Jay and Mike, this show is a winner."
Not a wiener?
Well, he might have meant wiener, but he did spell it as winner.
Oh.
Sarah Miller, who has wrote before, says, "Hey guys, left a comment here before, but episode 113 was amazing. My favorite show so far. The timing with you two this last episode was spot on. Frankie Castro is a joke. I watched the video from the webcam, and all I could say is that this is not how you should honor the king." So, just a few comments. People not into it. Just, they're not liking the king at all.
Well, that was the point. If you said that you did like him, then we didn't do our job.
Yeah, I wanted it highlighted so you didn't like him. I did my job. I did it well.
Let it be known.
Right. Oh, what else has happened since the Frankie Catastrophic show?
I'm yet to go to sleep. I think that's the yeah. weirdest thing.
I think there was a lot of people go, "Wow, you and Mike were really spot on. He was really funny." I go, "He was exhausted."
Like, yeah, I was done, man.
But they loved the first set of news where you could not get over the guy that was stuck in a sausage thing.
Then it's like, how do you do that? I still have been trying to figure that out in my mind. Like, how do you accidentally turn on like a sausage sucker and then get yourself lodged in it, you know?
Yeah, right.
And then how do you explain that to your kids? "Dad, why were you in the hospital?" "Well, I was lodged in a sausage sucker." Like, it doesn't like you wish you had like a more manly story for your kids, you know?
Right.
Like, when you go to, like, the work day, right. You know, and they're like, "What do you do?" "Well, I get stuck in giant pieces of machinery that create sausage." "That's what I do, kids. Don't you want to be just like me?"
So your brother got a girl interest. Have you talked to him about this?
Oh, yeah. Jim?
No, Kristen.
Oh, Christian.
Kristen.
Christian?
No, Kristen.
Christian?
No.
What is it?
Kristen.
Christian?
Yeah, Kristen.
Christian? Oh, no, uh-uh. What does he look like?
What does she look like?
Oh, yeah.
She's kind of cute.
But oh, has he got a picture?
He tells me on Facebook. He's like, oh, I asked her to friend request you since she's coming out to Desert Fest. And I was like, all right. And he goes, why don't you mess with her a little bit, you know, and get her all, like, you know, like, weirded out.
What? Like,
you know, like, you know, just, like, you know, throw a random, like, you know.
I hope you're not afraid of giant lobsters.
No, but I just said, like, I'm going to just start messing. I'm just going to start telling her weird shit about you. And he thought that was kind of funny. And then after all the stuff I said, like, I wasn't phasing her. I'm like, how come this isn't phasing her? He told her, oh, I told him to mess with you.
Oh, then what's the point?
Now, that's what I said. I go, what's the point, you jackass? Because I was like, oh, I just told her that he likes his girls when he goes to bed at night to have them dress up like stuffed animals. And I go, I hope that doesn't weird you out. And then I told him, I go, we should bring the bunny suit to the Desert Fest. Yeah. And then go, here, would you mind sleeping in this? He goes, she's already seen me in a picture of it. I was like, dude, you're killing me.
Killing me, small?
Yeah, you're killing me. She's not bad.
Let me, what's she look like?
I'll bring her up here and see her. He's only got like 4 friends.
I know.
That's her right there.
She just looks like a face. Does she have the rest of? Does she have a body at all?
Well, this is. I didn't take these pictures. Here, you want pictures of this?
What is that?
Cheeks.
Cheeks.
It's like cheek to cheek. Is somebody else?
Oh, okay.
There she is.
Oh yeah, hey, she's yeah, all right, cool. I dig.
Brother's not doing too bad, I guess.
No, no. Well, if he's not crazy.
He probably just said, does his rag smell like chloroform?
Yeah, seriously.
Knowing your brother.
No, my brother is probably... he probably misspelled or missaid chloroform. So does it smell like chlorine?
Yeah, your brother.
But we love him. We love him.
So here's something that you haven't heard in a while on the show.
Oh, yeah. What happened to that guy anyway?
You know, we started thinking about that. And then we all did say that when it gets closer to his birthday, he's going to make an appearance.
Oh, yeah. Because we expected him to want to get a table, right?
Right. And so, you know,
Let's go out this week. Let's do it. Let's go to a pool.
Let's do it?
Yeah, let's go to a pool.
Okay.
Let's go to a pool.
But,
tell me about Nick.
So he,
we're going to be lounging at a pool. You tell me about Nick.
Folks,
we're at a pool right now.
So he hasn't made any contact with the show since the Christmas show.
Right.
That was the last time we basically heard from him.
Right. And we were not at a pool then, but we are right now.
He's been leaving comments on mutual friends' page. Like, I'll say something like, hey, we're going to LAX, do you want to go? And he'll leave a comment like, that guy's a loser and a drama queen. Like this,
and he's the one starting all the drama.
And he's the one that starts all the drama. So now as it gets closer to his birthday, his buddy Andrew's like, you know he's going to ask you for a table. And I was like, well, that's fine. He can ask all he wants. And then so he goes, he leaves a comment on Andrew's page, but not mine, that says, can you please put the kiddish, can we please set the kiddish drama aside and try to be friends again?
Who said this?
Nick said this.
And
I'm like, the kiddish drama.
It's from you!
That you created. So I hadn't acknowledged any comments that he's left on any pages. I've just, you know, I deleted him from Facebook and my phone, all this stuff. And now that his birthday is 3 weeks away.
Oh, wow.
Dun,
and,
dun!
And he's finally turning 12?
Yeah. He now wants, you know, he wants a table. And I wasn't going to acknowledge it. And I sent him an email that basically was like, first off, let's think about my birthday last year. Krista and Rhonda set up a surprise party. They said, we want you in charge of inviting all of his friends.
And nobody got an invite.
I had 5 people here, and the 25 other people that were in this house was his friends.
That reminds me. I went to somebody's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But continue, I'll tell you in a minute.
So I basically said, hey, look, you know, I'm done. I'm not giving you a table. Do you really think you deserve this? Blah, blah, blah. He shows up at my house at 3 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Parks his motorcycle way past the tree, so he's way up in the front of the house on his motorcycle, just slamming on the door. Like, you know, Charlie's going freaking ballistic, just absolutely nuts. And I'm like, first off, we all know who my neighbor is. I'm not answering the door at 3 o'clock in the morning when somebody's slamming on the door like that. Just not even going to. So I kind of take a peek out. Yeah, it's Nick. And then he leaves. And then he leaves a comment the next day. Well, I tried to talk to you, but you didn't answer the door. I'm like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
What do you want?
He wanted to come over and talk and see if we could be friends. Why? Because he wants a table for his freaking birthday. So who does he contact? The person he hasn't spoke to in a year and a half. Please, let's be friends. Scanlon. he sent out a friend request on Facebook for Scanlon. And so I seen that. So I, you know, sent Scanlon a text message. Hey, just a heads up. I know you just recently accepted Nick's friend request, but he's looking to get a table for his 21st birthday. He goes, that son of a bitch ain't getting fucking nothing from me.
Yeah, come on. Scanlon's ass is as tight as a 6-year-old's.
And how tight is that, Mike?
Pretty tight.
So whose birthday did you go to?
Scanlon's.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Nice.
This is funny because he sent out like a text thing and he's like, hey, it's Crown and Anchor, 10 o'clock. And I was like, you know what, dude, I'll be there. Because last year, you know, nobody went to his birthday party and he got really super butthurt.
So I didn't get invited.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, wow. He sent out a text and so I was like, you know what, dude, I'll be there. So I show up. He didn't get there till like 10:30. I show up. I actually beat him there. I get there. Some of his other friends start showing up, I guess. None of his other friends talk to him, dude. His girlfriend's there. She's kind of manly.
Yeah.
For an Asian woman.
Yeah.
I was kind of, whoa. But she's really nice. I guess she's nice. I was the only person that talked.
Did she act drugged?
No. I thought maybe, but she is a little cuckoo, though, obviously, but I was the only one. He was like, yeah, out of all the people at the Monte Carlo, that sounds like you're the only one that showed up, so thanks, dude. But he was kind of, and I was the only person there, and I didn't
He didn't send me a text.
I don't know. He didn't stay there. I wasn't there for, like, very long, but I was seriously, like, the only person that talked to him. All of his other friends talked to themselves, and, like, nobody talked to Scanlon. Except for, like, one guy who talked to him for, like, 5 minutes and then left to go talk to other people and, like, left him alone. I kind of feel bad for the guy, dude. Like,
he's brought it on himself, though.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Like I told him last year.
Yeah, you know, he's calmed down a little bit since last year. I've noticed. I think him getting a girl has helped.
Maybe he just got humbled a little bit.
I think so, too.
From last year.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of a, you know, a little eye-opener. Sometimes it takes something like that.
Salami.
So you did that on you did that Saturday.
Saturday, 10 o'clock. I was only there for I wasn't even there for very long. I was there maybe 10-15 minutes. But I told him, you know, I'd at least stop by and shoot shit for a little bit, and then after that I left. But there weren't a lot of people there. You needed the Crown and Anchor on Spring Mountain. You see how big that place is?
Mm-hmm.
You could fit like a family of five midgets in there, and that's like it.
And it's not even as good as the one that's on Tropicana.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, exactly. You know what, though? All you can eat fish and chips Monday nights. That's all I got to say. You can't beat that.
All you can eat.
All you can eat are fish and chips. I like the fish and chips.
So that, and we went to LAX.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, when? What are you talking about?
On Wednesday, we went to LAX.
Who did?
You, me, Stuart, Alexis.
I have a name, okay? I'm not just you.
I'm not going to say...
I'm not from Peru.
But if I say Mad Mike, then it's going to be like second person, and you're right there. So you went.
I'm not the second person. You said me first.
See, this is why I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even entertaining the notion. I'm letting it go.
So where did we go?
We went to LAX.
How was it?
Well.
Did we have fun?
I think we had fun.
We did have fun, sir.
It was. That was a good table. It was, you know.
I like that second floor area. That was really cool.
A good group of people.
We had a great group of people from what I could tell.
Yeah.
I got there late.
And that's when I went to shit.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But that was good. I'm glad I got there late because everybody had kind of already done drinking. And right now I'm trying to not drink so much. Obviously, you know, I'm trying to get a little healthier. These aren't helping, but and not sleeping is not helping. But I'm doing all right. You know, I'm trying to get back into the swing of things. Drinking is definitely a no bueno, though. So I'm glad I got there a little bit late. Then the ladies were already easy. So, you know, it was perfect.
Well, they were Alexis's friends.
They were Alexis's friends, yeah. That was so funny. I took her home. She's
so drunk.
She was drunk. Dude, yeah.
I sent Rabbi a text message that said, "You're welcome."
Yeah, dude, seriously.
But it was an awesome. And I spent a couple more days with them. We went to Michael John's. And they got on stage, and then we went to Show Buzz of the Stars with Martin, and so you know it was a couple of days with them, but it was fun. It was a good week. And then Friday, I got invited to go play Flip Cup.
Oh, how did I do? Did you win?
No.
What?
Yeah, Zach sucks.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Aww.
In all fairness, he didn't know how to play, and he got asked to play at the last minute because there was a cancellation, but. Yeah, we didn't wait, but it was cool. It was exciting. We go, and he's got this tournament all set up. You have names, you have teams, and he's got the rules, everything all freaking laid out.
Dang.
You know, but it was interesting.
So how do you play Flip Cup?
Well, I mean, the best way is you're gonna take a a red solo cup, and you put like 3 ounces of beer in the bottom of it. You get 2 cups. And you line up this row of people. Like, if you see this picture here from the party.
Okay, so there's a line of people.
So you have a line of people, which is one, like two teams at each time.
Where am I?
Well, you didn't go.
Oh.
So Anthony Cools, he was Team Freaks.
Team Freaks?
Team Freaks. And then
team, you know what his name should have been?
What?
I don't know. I'll think on it.
But anyway, so you have this huge long table, like 8 feet, and you each get 2 cups.
2 cups.
So you take
one girl, 2 cups.
Well, actually, it looked like there was 13 girls and 3 cups. But anyway, so you just lay it out, take a drink, right. Put it down on the edge of the table, and you have to one hand behind your back, and then this you flip it, and the cup has to end mouth side down, straight up.
Huh.
The next person can't drink until you've accomplished that task.
Oh.
And then it goes all the way down. Now, if you're the last person at the end of the table, you drink, you flip, you got to drink again because you got to send it back up. So, bam. So, you did.
Oh, damn.
So, I was second to last at the table. Zach was third to the last. And the first trip down, 13 flips before he got it flipped over. And other people's like 2 or 3. And I was like, I didn't bring you here to embarrass me. Yeah, get
so
your shit.
How do you get eliminated?
I go, get your shit straight. And he was like, Anthony Gould's like, yeah, you get your team in order.
How do you get eliminated?
Well, if this team beats you, then it's best out of two. Oh, it's best out of 2 out of 3. So you get to play again once everybody plays, and then you go against another team. And then if you lose the second time, you're completely out.
But there's
only
2 people on your team.
No, there's...
Oh, you're on that whole... Okay, gotcha.
You get this whole side, so you have like 8 to 9 people on one side.
Gotcha.
All the way down.
I would be very bad at drinking games. I don't weigh enough to be able to hold enough liquor. I'm so gone.
It's not really the drinking that's the trick
to the
game. It's the flipping the cup.
Right.
But no joke, he had Hooters sponsor it. The fucking Hooters girl shows up with like... 13 boxes of wings, and they set them all up on his kitchen table.
Damn.
I'm like, wow, you got it down. You know how to party. There's Mr. Cools right there.
There he is.
But the cool part was he starts getting cocky because his team had won the first division of the tournament.
Oh.
Then he comes up to me and he goes, we're doing this again in 6 weeks, and I want you to have a good team. He's like, because you suck. And I was like, first of all, I didn't pick this team. I had to be on your brother's team. And just like pole position, last place. Yeah, so Cam was there. Everybody's there. So 6 weeks we get to do it again. But he was feeling really cocky. So he told his entire staff, all the hot chicks that work on that show, I will beat you single-handedly. I'll take you out. And if I win... I'm gonna dock you a day's pay.
Dang.
And they were all joking. He goes, if you win, I'll double your pay for the week.
Damn.
So he lines up. There's like 17 cups on his side. He only has to do one cup per thing. He gets all of them before they even get halfway.
Damn.
And he's like, yeah. And then his other friend does it against some other people and goes by himself. Gets real cocky. Gets to the last cup. Takes it. Slams it. Takes his sandal off. Hits it with the big toe. Flips one time. Falls perfectly straight.
No way.
Wins the whole thing. I'm like, motherfucker.
Dang.
So it was a lot of fun.
Got some practice to do, son.
Yeah. I kind of knew what flip cup was, but I was messing with Anthony when he sent me the text message. He's like, are you available to play flip cup on Friday, 11 o'clock sharp? I was like, where? He goes, my house. And I go, that's an awful lot like beer pong, isn't it? And he goes, yeah, it's an awful lot like beer pong. And I'm like, well, maybe I should go to O'Shea's and practice. He goes, yeah, why don't you do that? I go, you're a liar.
You're a liar.
I know what flip cup is. But it was cool.
That's such a Canadian game to play.
It is. But met this one of the guys that was on our team. His name was Iggy.
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 I had an iguana named Iggy.
Yeah. The cool thing about Iggy is he heard about Desert Fest and he's like, I'd only be able to go on Saturday. You know, I'd just be able to come out for the day. I was like, all right. He goes, where's it at? And I go, what's in the middle of the Barstow Desert? You know. And he goes, this is Iggy right there.
He looks like an Iggy.
And he goes,
weirdo.
He goes, is there any place I could land?
He looks like a metrosexual Mario.
He goes, I'd only be able to come out for the day, but my concern is there a place I could land my helicopter?
Are you serious?
And I go, it's a big desert. I think you could land it anywhere. I think you can land it anywhere you want.
Yeah.
What an entrance, right?
Yeah.
Who's this guy? And he walks up to my group of people. Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Isn't it funny if he just doesn't even talk to you? He just ignores you the whole time.
Yeah. I don't know who this guy is. Son of a bitch. But, it was fun. We did that, and then... Yeah, just partied a little bit this week.
That's good, man. Yeah, we had fun at LAX. I had fun. Actually, that was the first time I've been out in...
Quite some time, sir.
Quite some time. Quite some time. Let's go to the pool.
Yeah, that can happen. And then I got to see Loverboy.
When?
Last night. That was a badass show.
Last night?
Uh-huh.
Loverboy?
Loverboy.
Who's that?
Over at the...
What do they sing?
Red
they don't
Rock
sing
Casino.
Any songs.
Oh, my God, they do, too.
It's a cover band.
No, it is not.
Loverboy.
What?
Is it Rubber Boy?
It's Lover Boy.
Rubber Boy?
Lover. L-O-V-E-R.
Is it like a Japanese cover band?
Why would it... No.
This is a Rubber Boy! Is Jung singing?
No.
You don't is know, Jung part of the
this,
band?
This is them. You know them. This is like the biggest song they ever had.
Everybody's working for the weekend. This
yeah,
is it, right?
Yeah.
Who is this?
Lover Boy.
No.
It's more like Lover Man now because he's like 55.
Isn't this Journey?
No.
Isn't Journey? Steve Perry sings
it's
the
not.
Song.
Everybody's Steve Perry to you.
Yeah. Isn't this the only song they did?
No, their second biggest hit was Turn Me Loose, this one right here.
Are you sure it's not Turn Me Roose? Okay. Do they only have the two hits?
No. They have a lot of hits.
Do they really? What year were they around?
80s.
The 80s? Wow. And they still tour? Oh, dude, that reminds me. You know what we missed? The Gin Blossoms were playing for free. But it was at like 6 o'clock. There was no way we could have made it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I didn't bother telling you.
Well, you know, all summer at Red Rock, they're doing concerts out there by their pool for $15. Rob Thomas is coming in June.
Let's do it, dude.
We gotta go check that out. That's awesome.
We get there super early. We'll camp out. We'll camp out at the pool. Let's go to the pool.
We'll set it up.
Like right now. Let's go to the pool.
We can't go to the pool right now.
Why not?
Because they're not open right now. We'd have... And you're working tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the perfect time.
Perfect time for what?
I won't get sunburned.
Yeah.
That's dark.
We've seen you get sunburned.
Yeah, man, it sucks.
So I got to do that. That was kind of fun. And I saw Shrek.
Shrek?
The last one.
How was that?
It was great.
Did you see Prince of Persia?
I did not.
Let's go see Prince of Persia.
Right now?
Right now.
I'm getting
this
into
this. This is the perfect time.
I'm getting into this. I know what you're going to start asking.
I do want to see Prince of Persia, though.
Right?
That sounds cool. I don't know what a Persia is. I thought that was a cat.
I think it's a place.
I thought it was a cat.
No, it's a place.
Are you sure it's not a cat?
It's a place.
I think it's a cat. You should look it up.
It's
you should Google it.
Google. I don't need to Google it.
Google PersianKittyFinder.com.
Well, that's different. A Persian, it's just because that's where the cat is from, Persia.
Persia is the name of the cat.
No,
like Persia.
That's the style of cat.
Like it's like a Persia.
He's so stupid. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some celebrity calls to get to.
Cool.
Some news. And, well, whatever else happens with Mad Mike.
That's right.
It's all coming up.
I'm not real anymore. I am an illusion. Marks, a 12-year-old, was fairly normal. She spent a lot of time online. One day, she met a new friend. The new friend had the same problems at home. They liked the same bands. They worried about the same subjects in school. They promised to keep each other's secrets. They wished they went to the same junior high. The new friend had good news. He said he was going to be in Janine's area one Saturday. He thought it would be amazing if they could just hang out, go to the mall. Janine agreed. The new friend didn't want parents messing this up. Janine showed up alone. So did her new friend, who wasn't in junior high, wasn't nice, and wasn't a 14-year-old boy. Every day, children are sexually solicited online. Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com to learn how to protect your kids' online life. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I can help the next customer over here.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Let's see. How to keep your child safe. Child-proofing your home. Child-proofing your yard. Child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard. Well, I'm guessing you have a little one at home.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like you must take good care of her.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let's see. Parents' Guide to Safe Toys. That's a really good one. Parents' Guide to Safe Foods. Parents' Guide to Safe Safety Products. Parents' Guide to Parenting Guides. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and other safety tips.
Of all the things you can read about keeping your child safe, the most important is attached to the back of their car seat. Read the instruction manual and learn to use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly.
Parents' Guide to Telling Other Parents How to Raise Their Kids.
To learn more, go to safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi there, this is Tom Lehrer, and you're listening to The Crazy J Show.
You are listening to the rockin' comedy show, Crazy J with you, Mad Mike in the house. I understand that you got an email from the lady that wants to put you in the auction.
Yeah, I did. Hold on, let's see if I can pull it up here.
And it wasn't Rabbi. I asked Rabbi. He was like, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I had better things to do with my time. No, you don't.
He does now that his store's open.
Yeah.
So we're down there the other night, and
Cheetos!
Yeah, we're down there the other night, and there's some kids testing out this new game. And they've been in there before in his old store. Well, this one Asian guy has been in the store before, and he gets really loud, and he's really kind of a lot of fun. Especially when you play Left 4 Dead with him, because if a zombie comes out and scares him, he screams, and it's really funny. So two people down from him is his black friend.
His black friend.
And every time his black friend kills him, he goes off into, like, ghetto mode. He's like, oh, motherfucker, yo. He's like Jung trying to be gangsta.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's funny because when he kills the black guy's team, the black guy turns around and he's like, oh, dang, oh, dang, dang. And they just go back and forth so loud. I'm like, that's the most racist thing I've ever experienced in my life. And it's so funny, but...
You know what? I'll tell you right now, those computer gamers, as seriously, they are some of the rudest motherfuckers you will ever meet.
Yeah.
Aren't they? It's the weirdest thing. It's like they've, like, forgot how to be, like, regular human beings. It's the weirdest thing.
So, so I'm hanging out with Alexis and Rabbi the other day, and Rabbi goes upstairs to take care of some stuff, and I'm sitting down in the living room with Alexis, and she's flipping channels, and I notice real quick as she's flipping, she's not paying attention to what's going on, and I'm just, so I just start sitting there kind of like, man, I don't get to watch anything. So she finally realizes that I'm not happy, and she's like, what's wrong? I go, it's 2:30. She goes, and? I go, Hannah Montana's on the Disney Channel right now. She goes, so? And I go, I watch it every day. She goes, you do not. I go, I do too. And she goes, no. And I go, I am a huge Miley Cyrus fan, and so is Mad Mike. And she goes,
yeah, that's right, I am.
And she goes, no, you're not. I know you're bullshitting me. So when she's not looking, I send a text message to Rabbi, and I go, if she asks, make a big deal. I'm a fan of Hannah Montana.
I'm a just, big fan.
Just to go along with it. So then he comes down, and he walks through the living room, and he goes, Jay, it's 2:30. How come you're not watching Hannah Montana? She goes, I know you guys are just fucking with me. And I go, man, I'm not fucking with you. So she turns it on for like 2-3 minutes. I've never watched the show in my life. Never seen it. I know little bits and pieces right. about it, but that's it. So I'm sitting there acting like I'm really into it. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then she's trying to talk to Rabbi, and I go, shh. And then she looks at me, and I go, do you know that she's only Hannah Montana when she has the blonde wig on? She goes, oh, my God. She goes, you are not a Miley Cyrus fan. I go, I swear to God I am. So, like, to carry the joke over, so I know she's going to come over, she wanted to really make sure I was a Miley Cyrus fan. So I go,
I have a few Miley Cyrus songs on my iPod, dude. I admit it. I don't have this one though.
But I mean, it's just like,
when she comes over, just have it like blasted.
I go. I got a Hannah Montana poster for Christmas, but I'm kind of embarrassed to hang it.
Kind of.
So now she thinks I like Miley Cyrus.
That's awesome. A little creepy, but awesome.
A little creepy. He who is got Bieber fever.
What's wrong with Justin Bieber?
Okay, because he's 12, and you say it's a little creepy.
Is he? He's not 12. I thought he was 13.
Oh, that makes it all that much different.
He's like, I think he's like 16. I don't know. But the guy, kid's got a good voice, man.
For now, because he sounds like Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. How can you have Bieber fever? I don't understand.
I don't have, okay, Bieber fever or Bieber?
Bieber.
And if you're Filipino, it's Bieber fever.
Yeah, well. Oh, you ready for some news?
What the hey? I'm trying to find that email. I somehow managed to erase it, I think.
We will start with a story out of Port St. Lucie. Ta-ta-ta-ta! This is pretty good. A 51-year-old Port St. Lucie woman found herself handcuffed after Fort Pierce police found crack cocaine and marijuana in her purse. A man flagged down a Fort Pierce police officer in front of the Fort Pierce police substation and told the officer there were illegal narcotics on the woman in the passenger seat of his car. What? When the officer asked if she had drugs with her, Carolyn Bromwell answered no. She submitted to a search of her purse, of person and her purse. What have we learned on this show? If you know you got the drugs in your purse, you don't say no.
You don't.
And you don't give them permission to search your purse.
Yeah, why would you do that?
The officer found a marijuana cigarette, which Bromwell said she forgot about. She said, that we're not, I forgot about it. And she didn't say it wasn't hers. She just, I forgot about it.
Like, why, thank you for finding that officer.
Yeah, I need that. Can I have that later? She said there were no other illegal substances in the bag, according to police report. Deeper inside the bag, the officer found 31 rocks of crack cocaine.
31?
They gotta love Port St. Lucie.
Jesus.
31 rocks of crack cocaine. Bromwell was arrested and charged with possession of illegal narcotics. She was taken to St. Lucie County Jail.
Oh, my God, dude. 31?
31 rocks of crack cocaine. Gotta love it.
Fuck, dude. Where was she on her way to Vegas? On her way to Fremont Street?
Who knows? Michael 31? John's house?
Michael John's house? 31 rocks? Good lord.
So, I told you when we went to Michael John's show, Dave,
right.
Dave from OMT, the rock band karaoke guy, was on stage, Rhonda was on stage, and Krista was on stage. And
almost everybody.
Almost, yeah, there was like quite a couple more of, and like two of Alexis's friends were there. That were also on stage, and he gets to that part in the show where he gives them a balloon and he wants them to come up with a sex toy. You have to tell me what sex toy this is and what it does.
Right.
Rhonda's got this very unusual one, and he goes, "Do you know what yours does?" And she's like, "Yeah." And then she has to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
And then she's like, "This is for the back," and it's like, you know, this long piece. And then she goes, "This is for the front," and it's got a balloon with a hole in it like this. And then she goes, "The middle piece is so you can sit on it and it vibrates." And he's like, "She's priceless." Dave gets one where the balloon, he goes, "This is for lesbians." And he puts it over his head. He goes, "It's so you can get a hug while you bang yourself." And it's like a big long. It was so funny. He goes, "Thanks for bringing all those people out." He goes, "How many people were from the Rotten Comedy Show group?" And I was like, "Six of them." He goes, "It's one per group." I was like, "It's so funny." It's like, "You're right. It is one per group." Back to the news. Two women have been arrested for allegedly attempting to smuggle crystal meth inside a Bible to a walker man jailed in Livingston Parish. Sheriff's deputies told the advocate that a 28-year-old woman allegedly delivered a Bible containing meth to the detention center on May 12th. They said a 35-year-old woman allegedly gave the drug-containing Bible to the jailed man. The intended recipient, a 30-year-old man, has been in jail since October on a variety of drug-related arrests. The jailed man was booked with entering contraband into a penal institution.
What? Say it again?
Penile. And the 35-year-old woman was booked with being a principal to entering contraband into a penile institution. Thought you might enjoy that.
I did.
It sounds like he's saying penis.
I thought you were. There's an institute for them. A place where they can congregate.
Right.
Penile congregation.
Anchorage, Alaska. A man robbed an Anchorage bank and escaped on bicycle, but didn't get far. The suspect crashed his bike into a patrol car. Slid across the hood and took off running, but was detained half a block away 5 minutes after the robbery. Police identified the suspect as Christopher Todd Mayer. He's 45, of Anchorage. He was turned over to the FBI, which will conduct the investigation. Mayer had not been formally charged, and it was unknown if he had an attorney. Police took a call at 1:15 p.m. from a customer who saw a man wearing a camouflage bandana. How could you see him? He was camouflaged. Confront a teller at a downtown Wells Fargo bank branch. The witness reported hearing the man say, "This is a robbery. Give me the money fast." The teller stuffed money into the man's backpack. There was a weapon inside. A second witness told police dispatcher the man's getaway vehicle was a bicycle. Officer Aaron Roberts responded to a hold-up alarm, spotted the bicyclist several blocks away, passing through an intersection. The cyclist wore a camouflage bandana around his neck. He refused to stop. Roberts chased him until he could maneuver his car into the bike's path. The man did not seem fazed. It didn't hurt him at all, he said. He popped up and ran away. Roberts, who stays in shape with martial arts, ran him down after a half a block. Parker said witnesses from the bank identified Mayer as the suspect. You need a good mode of transportation if you're going to rob a bank.
Yeah, at least get something. Like, if you'd got maybe a scooter. You know, just something with a motor.
Right.
Something with a couple CCs, you know?
You might have heard about this story, and I think it's pretty funny about the airlines that does it. A woman from Ferndale, Michigan is suing United Airlines after she was left alone on a plane for hours after it had landed.
Hmm.
Ginger McGuire was aboard a United Express flight from Washington, D.C. to Philadelphia. She says she fell asleep during the flight. It landed shortly after midnight, but no one woke her up until a cleaning crew found her 4 hours later. United Airlines says they are working with a regional partner carrier to determine why the plane wasn't cleared upon landing. McGuire told reporters, I fell asleep on the plane, and the next thing you know, I wake up, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, nobody's on the plane. Nothing. McGuire has hired Jeffrey Feiger, who is filing a lawsuit for false imprisonment, emotional distress, and negligence. False imprisonment.
False.
Because you fell asleep on the plane. But upon hearing that story, I thought about this, and see if you remember this.
Blue United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax, connecting in Chicago's O'Hare. While on the ground, a passenger said from the seat behind me, my God, they're throwing guitars out there. The band and I exchanged a look, best described as terror at the action on the tarmac and knowing whose projectiles these would be. So before I left Chicago, I alerted 3 employees who showed complete indifference towards me. United breaks guitars. When we landed in Nebraska, I confirmed what I suspected. Mike Taylor had been the victim of a vicious act of malice at O'Hare. So began a year-long saga of pass the buck, don't ask me, and I'm sorry, sir, your claim can go nowhere. From New York to New Delhi, including kind Miss Earlwig, who says the final word from them is no. I've heard all your excuses, and I've chased your wild gooses, and this attitude of yours I say must go. United. United breaks guitars. Well, I wasn't and I'll never fly with you again, cause maybe to save the world I probably would, but that won't likely happen, and if it did I wouldn't bring my luggage, cause you'd just go and break it into 1,000 pieces, just like you broke my heart when United breaks. United breaks guitars. Yeah, United breaks guitars.
Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe tapping fun.
Oh, that's too much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
So anyway, that's United Breaks Guitars. People want to know, hey, what happened to that guy? Did he ever get his guitar? Well, he wrote United Breaks Guitars.
And they still
part
never...
two.
What did you mean when you said you were sorry? I'm a bit confused. I think you owe for wrecking my guitar, but you don't think you do. I found a guy to fix it for $1,200, but you tell me that you're sorry and it's my tough luck. United sees no need to make anything right. Oh, misery away, we don't need to fight. If you just come to your senses, accept the consequences of you letting certain baggage handlers smash my property. We could be best buddies, but our friendship has been muddied by a flaw. United Airlines policy. I sense tone in your last couple emails. Why is that the case? Is it that I've got questions, you've got the answers you don't want to face? You've gone dark and silent as a submarine, leaving me hanging like Apollo 13. Drift in space, alone with no end in sight. Oh, miserable way, we don't need to fight. If you just come to your senses, accept the consequences of you letting certain baggage handlers smash my property. Just come to your senses, accept the consequences of you letting certain baggage handlers smash my property. We could be best buddies, but our friendship has been muddied by a flaw. United Airlines policy, by a flaw.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Dave Carroll doing that song. United Breaks Guitars number 2. Coming up, I'll play you part 3.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. He's apparently done 3 parts of that song so far. Right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, let's do a celebrity prank call.
All right.
From Chris Hansen.
Who's that?
NBC's To Catch a Predator.
This is How can I help?
How are you tonight?
I'm sorry?
How are you tonight?
Can you repeat
Daniel
that,
Polito.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you on speakerphone, sir? Hello?
No.
How can I help you?
I can't control my horny level.
You can't control your...
I did it with a 15-year-old before, and I came real close to getting caught.
Okay. Well, you know, that's awesome, and I hope you keep that up, okay? And have a great night.
Can I rape you anally?
Can I help you?
What's going on?
What's, you tell me, bro.
How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. What can I do for you?
Daniel Polito. I'm 27.
Yeah. How can I help you, sir? Hello?
I want to give it to you deep and hard.
I want to give it to you deep and hard. Listen.
So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants?
No, I don't want to go down your pants. In fact, the only pants I want to go down is somebody that doesn't have a cock. So why don't you get off my motherfucking phone?
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
And have a good time
nice.
With somebody else.
I think
else,
you will love it.
You're not touching my cock, you motherfucker.
You want me to teach you sex?
How can I help you? Hello?
What's going on?
All right, how are you?
How are you tonight?
Pardon? How am I? I'm doing good. You know, what's going on? Who's this?
Daniel Polito.
Daniel Polito. Nice to meet you, Daniel. My name is... What's
How
going
you,
on,
sir?
Daniel? I can't hear you. You're fading out. Are you there?
I did it with a 15-year-old before, and I came real close to getting caught.
You did it with a 15-year-old, and you came close to getting caught?
Yes.
Well, what happened?
You are every parent's worst nightmare.
I'm every parent's worst nightmare? I haven't done anything wrong. Talk to me.
Yep, I knew it. You're a horny little 13-year-old girl.
Are you talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
You know you can go to jail for stuff like that, don't you?
Yeah.
So, you're asking for help? Do you need help?
I can't control my horny level.
Your horny level?
Yes.
What level is it at now?
I'm horny for you.
But you haven't even met me.
You have any body hair.
What's that?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
You know, you sound like Chris Hansen on Dateline.
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predators.
Ah, see, I watch you all the time.
Not really.
I gotta go, Chris.
The next time. Hello.
How are you, sir?
Hello.
How do you feel about my thang in your mouth?
This is Chris Hansen from Dateline.
Oh, yeah.
By the
do
way,
you like anal?
By the next time you call here, the police will be monitoring the call. So don't call anymore, okay?
Or just no police. We could just be naked all day.
Did you hear what I said? Stay naked. Do whatever you want.
Your mouth, your nipples, down between your legs, too.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am not quite sure where he is at the moment, but it's the Rockin' Comedy Show with Crazy J and Mad Mike. And on the phone line, it's driver number 5, Tim Pyle.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing?
Not only is it Desert Fest weekend, but it's race weekend.
Yeah, we got a race this Saturday night and a demolition derby after that, actually.
How many coats of wax are on the car right now?
Not a one.
What?
Not a one.
Tim, you're not following protocol.
That prep was from the day before race.
What? You got to take care of it all the time. Blankets, we told you it likes classical music.
She got some music going on in the garage right now. Nobody's out there. She's listening to that.
What is it? What is it that she's listening to?
Well, she likes country.
Whoa, no, she does not.
Yes, she does.
I think she's more of a classic rock kind of gal.
No, she's a country girl.
So you're excited about this weekend. Two major things.
Yeah, two major things. The Desert Fest and the race.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend.
Yeah, I suppose you'll probably win this one since we're not going to be there.
I plan to win it. and you know what? Yeah, you're right. Since you guys won't be there, of course I'll have a good finish.
Of course. Now, there's a couple people at the fest that are looking forward to seeing the car.
Oh, cool. Who am I going to be out there?
Oh, it's endless. You know, sometimes we have 40 people out there. Sometimes... About 300.
Cool. How many fans are going to be there?
It really depends. This year, the Rotten Comedy Show has got a big group of people coming out, so it should be a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to come on out right after the race, so we're going to be up there a little bit late, so hopefully not everybody's too wasted by the time we get there, because I want to do a little catching up with everybody. I'm not having to be passed out.
Oh, are you kidding? This is the fest, buddy. It's the fest. The last man falls when the last band plays.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, how many people are you bringing out with you?
Looks right now like it'll probably be just me and George, and then possibly Ryan, which is the guy who builds the motor. So maybe just the three of us. Red's looking at possibly going to a hill climb competition to watch some Nacho Burning motorcycles go some hills. That actually sounds pretty cool, but we're going to go to Desert Fest instead.
Nice. It's a good choice. You're not going to be disappointed.
Oh, I'm sure we won't be, man.
I got
booze and broth. What else could you ask for?
I got, you know, the ribs marinating, and no, the recipe did not come from the Natural Harvest Cookbook.
What was that?
I said, yes, my special ribs are marinating, and no, the recipe did not come from the Natural Harvest Cookbook.
Good.
You know, and then I make my own jerky, so it's, you know, it's soaking and getting ready.
Cool, dude. Well, you have to save me a piece of that.
Oh, it's going to last all weekend, my friend. I don't make just a little amount.
Good, because I like jerky, dude.
So, I'm ready. We got alcohol. We've got the RV. Now it's just pulling out the camping stuff and getting it ready to go for this weekend.
All right.
To me, the official kickoff for summer is Desert Fest. Has been every year since 1994. Desert Fest equals summertime.
And there's not going to be a problem with me bringing the race car out or anything like that?
Hells no. I'm driving that son of a bitch.
All right, yeah, because we plan on bringing the car out there and putting it around a little bit.
Well, they're hoping to see it, so it ought to be fun. Good fun. So you got this race. This is the fourth race of the series, right?
Yes, the fourth race of the series.
You're still first in points.
We're by 1 point, so it's tight right now. But as long as we can stay up there in the top, we're still a contender. So all we got to do is finish ahead of that one guy every race, and we'll win.
Nice.
But you know, it's like it's still a long season. You know, there's still a lot more races to go. So I'm sure it's going to go back and forth. I
don't
know. It's definitely going to be a good series this season.
I like
but anyway,
it.
Get back to that Desert Fest, man. Shit, huh? Yeah. I'm all excited, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I've been waiting. I need it. I need the break.
Yeah, dude. I need to go start drinking some more beer so I can build up my tolerance for this.
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome, man.
Yeah, cool. So who else is going to be on the show tonight?
Well, we don't have any guests this week. We're just going to take some calls. And, you know, it's Desert Fest weekend, so I didn't book anybody.
Gotcha. Yeah, save it all for that.
But we got some good guests coming up when we come back from the fest, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, good. Cool.
So we're looking forward to seeing you out there on Saturday, buddy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm hoping to be there before midnight.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, too.
Yeah, me too. We're going to cut out as soon as we possibly can. I'm going to try to get out before the Demolition Derby. Hopefully we can get out before then. I would like to kind of see it, but they're kind of boring a little bit.
Right.
And if I can actually cut out, then we'll get out and we'll probably get there maybe a little bit earlier. There's only going to be three classes that are running that night, and then the Demolition Derby. So I think as far as the racing goes, it should be a short night.
Cool.
So we might be able to cut out early and then go out there and have a real good time.
That'll be awesome. We're looking forward to it. And bring me me some more of that Bud Light in the Coors Light can. I appreciate that.
The Bud Light in the Coors Light can?
Yeah.
Shit, we don't see those damn Bud Light.
So, all right, buddy. We'll see you out there this weekend.
All right, man. Have a good week, brother. We'll see you Saturday night.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right, bye.
On another flight. Favorite freak.
a girl, thought she was grand. Fell in love, found out firsthand. Went well for a week or two. Then it all came unglued. In a trap, trip I can't grip. Never thought I'd be the one who'd slip. Then I started to realize I was living.
I have been in this country 32 years, and this is how I live United. America has always been the land of promise, and in my community, many families have come for a better life. Coming from another culture myself, I know the desire to become part of a community, to feel at home, and to gain the tools for our children and families to succeed. So I advocate for these families with United Way. United Way empowers them to look beyond their histories and to see what opportunities are available. We help them get involved with their kids' schools, network within the community, and when we do, we unite them. We make the community stronger. What I do is something I wish someone had done for me, and I am so grateful I am able to. My name is Meera Batra. I help families see opportunities and succeed. I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Rod Stewart for RAD. Your lifestyle is your business, but when you drive drunk, you become everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be smart, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
There's a monster under my bed.
There's a monster in my bathtub.
Mine is on my dresser.
There's a monster in the kitchen.
For a child with asthma, it can seem like monsters are everywhere.
There's a monster in my pillow.
There's one on the rug.
The fact is, their next asthma attack could be triggered by something as innocent as a teddy bear, or a dripping faucet, even a bath toy.
I don't like monsters.
Fortunately, there are simple ways you can help prevent their next attack, from putting stuffed animals in the freezer to kill dust mites, to drying bath toys and turning on the bathroom fan to prevent mold. They're easy to do, and they're part of a complete plan that could help you put an end to your child's asthma attacks. Learn more at noattacks.org or call 866-NO-ATTACKS.
Make the monsters go away.
Because their next breath is in your hands. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
In November 2004, Nathan was sentenced to 6 years for committing a gun crime. He was only 19.
Hi, Nathan.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been there?
I've been locked up. 3 years and some change.
What do you miss most of all?
Other than being with my loved ones, little things probably. Wind, trees, all that. Just being free.
How hard has it been on your mother?
Difficult on a mother with a son in prison. I say it's been probably hard on her than it has on me.
What about your brothers? Do you ever give them any advice? Or
my youngest brother, he's all right. My older brother, he's more rebellious. I just try to keep him on track.
Mm.
Well, he never said it, but I think he blamed me for leaving. He feel like I left him out there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing I can do in here for him. My hands is tied. I can't really help in any way.
If you could tell your family one thing, what do you think you'd tell them?
I love them.
When you commit a gun crime, your family serves the sentence with you. Gun crimes hit home. Brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Crazy J.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and not sure where Mad Mike went. He rushed out of here, said, you know what, I got to go. And Rabbi was hanging around.
Dude, I was. I was actually right down the stairs waiting. I was praying you would call me just so I could do the show.
I was like, Mike, what's up? He goes, I got to take a shit. Now, if he's anything like you,
I was saying it was me.
If he's anything like you, he's gonna go to his mom's house.
For those of you not getting the joke, my business bathroom was filthy because I'm subleasing, and those fuckers haven't cleaned it in days.
It's not even that. You don't use a lot of
public restrooms.
Public restrooms.
I have a phobia.
But I like that because you go, I don't really like my mom, but I'm gonna go there and shit in her house.
Basically.
And the best part is when we show up, she goes, "Oh, do you have to take a shit?"
Yeah, she knows. She knows exactly what I'm about.
That's motherly love.
It must be something along those lines.
You know, they just happen to know what you're up to.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm up to 7-8 times a day thanks to my stomach problems, so whatever.
It's such a mess back then.
It is, dude. It's so bad. My stomach. And, you know, if I just shat a lot, it'd be one thing. Or if I had a hairy ass, it'd be another. I have both.
Yeah, you do. So hopefully Mad Mike fixes whatever is going on, and he'll be back. After Desert Fest, we are doing the Desert Fest show.
Yes.
This is the one that we want to do, you know, to get people ready for it and let them know that it's this weekend. And we're rocking out. Tim Pyle called in just as Mad Mike.
How did he do?
Just as Mad Mike was exiting. How did he do? His races this weekend.
Oh, okay, my bad.
He's just, you know, he's just... getting himself pumped.
Dude.
I'm worried because he seems like he's more excited about Desert Fest than the
actual. I was going to say, wait a second. So he's going to just finish dead last?
He's like, as soon as the race is done, we're leaving before the the derby starts. So we're going to try and get out of there so we can get up to the fest as fast as possible. He will have the car up there.
Well, that's good.
So people can see it.
As long as the hood's not fucked up, right?
Yeah, that's right.
If you damage
that hood, leave that car covered the entire time you're at the fest.
Yeah, you can't.
I don't want to see it. You'll ruin my weekend.
Yeah, he probably. You know what? That hood better be sparkling. All right.
I asked him on the phone. I was like, "Have you waxed it?" He goes, "It's the day of the race." I go, "You are not following protocol, sir. This needs
that
to
is
be...
not up to par with the sponsorship."
That's right.
That we have discussed.
So anyway. We left off with a celebrity prank call and during Mike's
absence,
and we got another one for you. We did Chris Hansen, formerly of NBC's To Catch a Predator. I don't know if you did. You ever see that show? Mike was completely lost. He didn't know what it was.
I was gonna say I've heard of it. I've seen a couple of them.
So basically, where they're getting these soundboards are from him reading the online messages that the pervert said to the people. So
I'll have sex with you and then your cat.
Yeah. So you like anal, you know, and all this. So here it is. These are actually pretty good.
Hello, how may I help you?
How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
What's going on?
Not much. Can you please take me off the speakerphone?
You have a boyfriend?
What does that matter? Can you please take me off the speakerphone?
You on birth control? Do you have any body hair?
Stop playing on the fucking phone, you fucking queer.
Hey, do you want me to spend the night?
How may I help you?
How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful.
What's going on?
You like being for company, darling?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me tell you what we have, okay?
Yes.
Let me tell you the price first, sir. $200 cash, and that would be for 1 hour. You do have, as we said, a gorgeous, beautiful blonde, a brunette, redhead, Spanish, Italian, Brazilian, or a beautiful black girl.
Do we need rubbers? Do they hurt?
Okay, we don't talk like that, sweetheart. And, you know, I know that you probably... do know that, you know, we can't talk like that. So.
Would you get naked?
If that's the way you're going to talk, then I'm sorry.
What
I can't
position
continue
you
this conversation.
Hey, do you want
what?
Me to spend the night? Can I rape you anally?
Excuse me, sir?
Are you still a virgin?
Get off my phone.
You like doggy?
How may I help you?
So would you like to watch a movie with me with your hand down my pants? Or just no pants? We could just be naked all day.
Hello?
You know, if you had me naked, I'd want more, right? So how can I help you?
Help yourself, darling.
Can I rape you anally?
Hello, may I help you?
How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful.
What's going on?
How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, not too much. Am I on the speakerphone?
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Do you have any body hair?
Are you interested in... I'm sorry, honey?
He's not rabbi.
Are you wanting some company?
Yes.
Okay, can you take me off the speakerphone?
Did you bring condoms with you?
Well, no, I wouldn't be bringing a condom.
You have a boyfriend?
What difference does it make?
Do we need rubbers? Do they hurt?
What are you talking about?
I cannot believe that I'm actually thinking about masturbating.
So that is Chris Hansen calling an escort service.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a boyfriend? Are you going to bring condoms?
Can I rape you anally?
Can I rape you anally? This is a pretty good one. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, no. Bill Big Papa Bear.
Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you for calling. Tell me a director call.
What's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Now, what is it exactly that you do?
I answer the phone, sir. So, how can I help you?
I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Okay, Mr. O'Reilly, who do I need to transfer you to?
John.
John?
Yes.
One moment, sir.
James.
John.
No, nope, this is not John. This is James.
Now, don't you owe me an enormous amount of money?
Who are you trying to reach?
I talked to your third grade teacher, Miss Crabtree.
Are you listening at all?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, who are you trying to reach, sir?
You know what's really frightening?
I've asked you a question, sir. Can you answer yours? And then I'll be glad to answer the one you have for me, because I don't know which department you need to go to.
All right, go, go.
I'm asking you, who is it you're trying to reach?
Okay, I don't know what.
You don't have a person you're trying to reach?
Yes, I am.
Okay, who are you trying to reach?
John.
Well, there is no John here.
Fuck it! Fucking
don't get
sucks.
Mad at me because we don't have a John.
Fucking thing sucks.
You want to talk to a Don, maybe?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Donald.
What's going on?
Who's this?
I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Bill, how's it going, man?
Now, what is it exactly that you do?
Okay, are you a...
Yes. Yes, I
okay,
am.
Okay. My firm, we help about nationwide collect their delinquent accounts. We have a network of collections attorneys and investigators in all 50 states. And I was just calling to see if you guys have had any problems with that at your location. And if so,
what does that mean? To play us out?
What's that?
What does that mean? To play us out?
Who said to play you out?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
I didn't say to play you out. I said... I was calling to find out if you had any delinquent accounts, and if so, if you'd like to get your money back. We're a debt recovery firm, and we help locations nationwide.
Fucking thing sucks! Fuck it!
You're funny, man.
Why didn't you just shut up?
What?
Why didn't you just shut up?
I don't know what you're talking about. Call back and don't call back if you're going to have this type of attitude. No one wants to talk to someone like this.
Fuck okay? it! Fucking
okay.
sucks! Suck
okay,
it!
Good luck. Good luck to you.
Bill O'Reilly sucks!
Thank you for calling. Tell me how to direct your call.
John.
I have a John, sir. I have a Don.
Yes.
Don?
Yes.
One moment.
I want to marry a guy and a babe.
You do?
Yes, I do.
All right. Who's this?
I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Okay. How can I?
And I never had any sex with my parents. I mean, I had oral sex with my father. It lasted about 2 minutes. What's going on?
Nothing. Can I help you?
I'm thinking about oral sex.
Excuse me?
Who isn't?
Well, if I took you down there and I'd want to take a shower with you right away, you'd basically be in the shower and then I would come in and I'd join you.
Sir, is this a prank?
No!
It's not?
No.
Then what reference number do we contact you with?
I'm Bill O'Reilly.
You're Bill O'Reilly?
Yes.
Uh-oh, she's heard of him.
And we contacted you.
So I got my hands in it, and I put it in around front, and you'd have your back to me.
When did Bill O'Reilly Hold even on. Say these things?
Okay.
Well, you gotta think they probably lift the stuff from, like... You know, the O'Reilly, you know, factor.
something. I don't
know.
Yeah,
where he's reading. Maybe he's reading.
He might be reading. Yeah.
Where he's saying, you know, the F word and all that. That comes from
the anger outtake or whatever it was.
No, it came from. He used to host A Current Affair when it was on a long time. It was a new show on Fox 5.
Right.
And that was outtakes of, he was setting up for, I think, to tell you what was coming up.
Right.
So he was doing like, because it was syndicated, so they were like syndicated promos. And he didn't like the way it was worded. If you go to YouTube and, like,
yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, you just see him like, what the hell?
Fuck it, we'll do it live. Fuck it.
Yeah, that would be, that would be Mr. Bill O'Reilly. And his dirty mouth.
Yes. By the sounds of how much he loves oral sex, probably dirty everything.
Well, who doesn't like oral sex?
Good point.
I mean, come on.
Good point.
I mean, really. So, last week I played this for Mad Mike, and since he's not here, it's really going to be his theme music. This guy named Alderic from Germany actually said Mad Mike needs his own music, his own theme music. So when I introduce him on the show, this is what's supposed to be here. So I don't think you've heard this.
I have not.
Yeah, it's it's pretty humorous, and it's fitting.
Is it just this over and over?
For 33 seconds.
Yes.
Now, there could be more later.
But that's all. That's all you let it go.
Yeah,
it fits in pretty well.
Yeah, right? It's good. I was like, you know, your listeners know all about you.
Dead on.
You are
exactly
cuckoo, sir.
Correct.
So, land center's up.
It is. Cybernetics is back up and running.
I was talking to Mike earlier today. We were down there a couple nights ago, and your little Asian friend there.
Yes.
And
the Dota kids.
And his black friend, because I don't know his name.
They were so high.
Not only were they just so high, but the amount of racial stuff that was coming out of their mouth was ridiculous, but who could not laugh?
It's really funny.
It got me when the black guy was like, "Oh, dang, dang, dang," like that. That was like the best stuff.
Yeah, those guys in their mouths, man. I don't know what the fuck to do with them. Like, swearing is one thing, but like the amount of racism that comes out of their mouths sometimes. Normally, you're not allowed to say anything. No personal attacks like that at my store. But it was a group of 10. It was like a private party. So, and that's honestly the way they are to each other all the time. And I'm like, do you not have a line you can cross? Like, you're calling the black guy an N-bomb, which, like, normally you'd be instantly thrown out of my store. But the fact that they all sit there and laugh about it, I'm like, I guess they know they're all just giving each other a hard time. But, it is funny watching a 4'11", 100-pound Asian kid call everybody their nigga, so to speak. And as you can see, obviously, I've never said that word in my life. Fun time.
You seemed very uncomfortable that you were going to say it.
I had to say it.
Because nobody had any idea what we were talking about.
Exactly. I mean, like, whatever. The worst part is how loudmouth they are and how much shit they talk and how bad they really are. They're never going to listen to this, so I'll go ahead and say it. They are just fucking trash. Like, I don't... There's got to be a point where, like, you have to accept the fact that you're bad at something and move on. Like, I've never understood how they've played that game, the same game, for, like, years. And they play it every day of their lives.
Right.
Every day. And they're just average players. They have no idea how to actually play it. It's like, when you've done something every day of your life for 4 years, or 5 years, or 6 years, you think they might progress. The evolutionary, like, system has gone, it skipped over their ability to play that game.
Well, you know, Mad Mike did say that online kids are the rudest kids.
They are. They really are.
They really are. They have...
I mean, wait, what are we listening to? Are we listening to Justin Bieber?
No.
No?
No.
What is this?
This is my girl that I told Alexis I was.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's like, I'm not buying it.
We got to go back to the story.
I told Mike about it.
Oh, you told Mike?
I told Mike about it. And you know what Mike said? He goes, yeah, your obsession with her is kind of sick. And I'm like, you have Bieber fever. And you've openly admitted it.
Game point match, or set point match.
At least she's hot.
Point set match. Yeah, right? I was like, she's 18 now, right? Oh, yeah! Yeah, I'd hit it.
I don't know how Alexis can't like this.
The amount of dancing right now in the 44th floor is unbelievable. We are the sexiest men in Vegas right now.
That's a rockin' tune.
That is. But actually not bad.
But you know, when I get a call from Rabbi, this is the song that comes on my phone. I'll get right in the middle.
What is it, Party in the USA? Didn't she try and do like a pole dance to this or something?
Oh, I have.
You have?
I have. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's say, I do not want to see that one going down.
Oh, you do want
to. I do want to see that one.
It was so funny, though. She was sitting on the couch and she was so disgusted that I had never revealed that I liked Hannah Montana.
Dude, she's 18. What's not the
like? And the only reason I even said it was she was just flipping channels and wasn't even paying attention to what was on. And I just sat there, it was just kind of...
Right.
She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, Hannah Montana's on. I can't believe you won't even let me watch it. I watch it every day at this time. And then she goes in to see you, and that's why I'm like, just tell her I have an obsession with Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah, dude, I got your back on that.
And then she was like...
What? Why would you randomly bring this up? You're so fucking dumb. You guys are such shitty people. My name is Alexis. Okay, sweetie. I love you.
I mean, come on, how can you not like Obsessed? It's a great song. Seriously, look at that.
She is full of talent, obviously. Now what song is this?
This is Obsessed.
Obsessed? You with Hannah Montana,
I think she's singing it to me.
Is she? Yeah. That's me. She's an avid listener of the show.
I think she should be.
She should be. The question is, was she a fan of the show 8-9 years ago when you were doing it? She'd be 11. Yeah, why not, right?
All 18-year-olds look 11 in the shower with their hair wet.
That's true. I am completely speechless after that statement, by the way.
Send all emails.
Crazy J. Yes. Yes, you are.
See? Oh, and I told her that I even got a Hannah Montana poster for Christmas, but I'm too embarrassed to hang. So, just to cover the fact that I told her I had all of Miley's albums, I had to come home and download them. Just in case when she shows up, she's like...
She's going to ask, too.
She's going to be like, prove it! I'll be like, what do you want to hear? 7 things? I got them all.
Yeah. I'm gonna bring her over here next time I stop by.
They're all right here.
By the way, sweetie, in case you thought we were bullshitting, here you go. You gotta have the words memorized to at least 2 or 3 songs.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Well done. I probably shouldn't say this, but at times I get so scared when I think about the previous relationship we share. It was awesome, but we lost it. It's not possible for me not to care.
You just wait.
I'm waiting. And now we're standing in the rain, but nothing's ever gonna change until you hear.
Best thing about American Idol this season was when she was a mentor. An hour of just staring at her.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd stare at her for an hour.
That's what I told Alexa. She really thinks that I am obsessed with her.
We need to bring her in and, like, we got to put up the Hannah Montana poster.
Because I've never seen an episode of Hannah Montana in my life. And
right.
And I was telling Mike, I go, and then I looked at her and I go, you know she's only Hannah Montana when she has a blonde wig on, right? It's the only thing I know about that show. So funny.
That's all you're supposed to know about the show. She lives two lives or something like that. Yeah. Blonde wig, brunette.
Yeah. So, I'm all prepared if she comes
oh,
over.
Oh, do it. Yeah, I'll bring her over. We got to schedule. We got to put a Hannah Montana poster up. You got to have the songs ready
to go.
No,
I told her I wasn't going to hang the poster. I was too embarrassed.
Yeah, but we can do it on the 44th floor. People understand.
No, I just have it rolled up and go, see, it's right here. I don't want to hang it. You want it?
Yeah, let me put it in my room.
Let Rabbi.
Yeah, I'll be like, sweetie, I have a new obsession. Jay got me hooked.
He's going to put it on his ceiling.
I'm going to be laying in bed looking directly up into the ceiling at it.
No, you're not, because I just be thinking of Miley and you always thinking of me.
Why are you looking at other girls? Nah.
Let me tell you how trash she was when we went to LAX. Oh, she.
Dude.
And you're welcome, by the way.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I've seen some of those photos. She looks like she's a little too much woman for you to handle, sir.
No, she was sitting on the floor, and they were like, we can't have you sit on the floor. And so she was like, why? I'm like, just get up.
She was gone when she got home. Like, she was fucking destroyed.
Mad Mike was like, how's she going to get home? Same way she got here, I would think. And he goes, how's that? I go, with a limo. And they're like, we don't even know how we're getting home. I was like, you might want to take her.
Yeah, I was actually awake that whole time. Wait, because she's like, I'm going to ride home. Except in a much more feminine, cute voice.
No, it sounded like that.
Yeah. I'm Alexis.
She had her, we gave her a shot. Well, two shots of Jaeger she had.
Right.
And a Jaeger and Coke, plus whatever we had in the bottle.
She came home. She had trouble getting to the bathroom. I had to walk her into the bathroom.
We had a great picture of the first shot of Jaeger she took. Her hands up. She's like, all looking retarded. Yeah.
Well, she just kind of always looks that way. Oops.
Oh.
Love you. Okay. I'm kidding.
She can't listen, or she'll know that the Hannah Montana stuff's a joke.
Oh no! Fuck. She's not. Yeah. I'll block this. I'll IP block the website for the next couple weeks or some shit.
So we talked about the woman that is suing United Airlines for letting her fall asleep on the plane for 4 hours, and she woke up and there's nobody on the plane, and her lawyer's getting them for like wrongful imprisonment and a bunch of other stuff because she fell asleep on the plane. And
so can we just kill the bitch?
I don't know. So
what lawyer would take that fucking case? That goes to show you what fucking morals these shit-tards have.
Well, you know, so I played the song United Breaks Guitars that we played earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was last year. The guy who's this musician, he got on United Airlines and they broke his guitar because they mishandled it and they broke it.
Right.
And they refused to pay it. So he wrote a song about it and became a big hit on YouTube.
Right.
And then he wrote a follow-up song called United Breaks Guitars Part 2 because they wanted to give him some sort of compensation. But apparently he wasn't really looking for compensation, more as a...
apology?
An apology. And I said, you know, to Mike, well, he's got United Breaks Guitars Part 3. And we're going to play that a little bit later on. And here it is now. It's a...
trouble with United. I wrote a song and put it on YouTube, and it went around the world, Timmins to Timbuktu. Now I'm done being mad at United. Essentially, they broke my career. I was given two new tailors and a heck of an interesting year. There's a long line of people with a story like mine who tell me in an email every day that United needs to change in a big way. Because they're mad, we're mad, I told you they were mad. Through United, now they're saying, wish I never had. You say that you're changing it. Do, 'cause if you don't, then who'll fly with you? They boast about our luggage at United, saying 99 point something don't get broke.
There's a lot of bags will make it, but a heck of a bunch that won't. Now they're not all bad apples at United. Some of them are only slightly bruised. But we've all met some bad ones shown in them millions of years. And so I've come to face that sometime or place we'll be begging them in vain to right or wrong. Now we're out of patience and I'm out of song. And so they're mad, we're mad, I told you they were mad. Blue United, now they're saying, wish I never had. You say that you're changing and I hope you do, cause if you don't, then who's fly with you? United needs to understand their customers ain't helpless. And while they sit and ponder that, let's hear from Jerry Douglas. Changing and I hope you do, cause if you don't then who'd fly with you? You say that you're changing and I hope you do, cause if you don't then who'd fly with you?
And there it is, the third installment of the United Breaks Guitars.
Not bad.
Guy's made a, he got a definitely big boost in his musical career with writing all of those for sure.
Well, I'm not playing United either, so good job by him.
Would you say that your main problem with the love song is they're just not really truly for men?
I guess. I just think, I don't know. Most love songs today are just like, I'm gonna write some trash that doesn't make sense. I love you! So, I'm not a huge fan of love songs.
Would you like something like this?
Yes, let's hear it. At least the guy's honest. I mean, you gotta give him some love points for that one. Ladies, come on now.
When it's been off tonight.
I got a beer gut and a fucked up face.
But, you know, there's a couple of good ones from Red Peter's new song sampler for the summertime.
Nice.
This is another great song. Another great love song called All I Did Was Just Fuck Her.
Hey, what's wrong with that? Is there a problem?
It's a great country song.
Oh, is it about a sister?
We're out real late, then I took her home. She asked me to come in. We started drinking gin. We were all alone. Everything was right on track. Couldn't wait to get her in the sack. Oh, how was I to know the way that things would go from here? All I did was just fuck her. Now I can't get rid of her.
Now we can't what?
Get rid of her.
She keeps calling my phone.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with those.
I came right out and I told her. Could not have been any colder. Might have to fucking choke her. If she don't leave me alone.
I like this guy, he's very honest.
Everywhere I go, she always seems to show up by my side. I never make a scene, I break away real clean and find a place to hide. Didn't know that it would be this way. What a hell of a price to pay. Oh, what's it gonna take to get this kind of way from me? All I did was just fuck her. Now I can't get rid of her. Feel like such a sucker.
Now, if you want a true love song,
she keeps calling my phone.
One that every guy can relate to. Well, a good majority of the guys can relate to.
Right.
It's something we all love. Once you learn the chorus, you must sing a lot.
Some of them are
hairy. I've heard this before.
Some
I was like, why have I heard this before?
Are bald. Some are kind of scary. And this is what they're called. Vagina!
Love that song.
Yes. Awesome. That is a classic.
It is a classic. I was going through some songs the other day. I'm like, I can't always play the hairy ass song.
Right.
Rabbi's on, and I was thinking to myself,
cheap ass Jew song.
I was thinking, wow, one of the greatest songs ever we could play for Rabbi.
Mm.
And let me bring it up here. I know it's here because I downloaded it for this particular reason. I don't have it queued because I wasn't expecting you to be here today.
Like I said, I was waiting right around the corner hoping you would call.
You're pretty quick.
Please call me. Please call me. Please. I want to do the show.
Come on, Jay. Come on. Come on, Jay. You got to do it. Got to do it. Where is it? I know it's here.
Varen Solfondira Blinsa.
How you doing, Bernie?
Goy and say I'm pretty fly for a rabbi. I'm
for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Edward James Olmos. I'm here to talk to you about RAD, Recording Artists, Actors, and Athletes Against Drunk Driving. Think about it. You have choices that you can make in your life. Good choices and bad ones. Drinking and driving, bad choice. Why? The life you may take may even be your own. Think about it. Drinking and driving doesn't mix. Get a designated driver.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
And on our phone line here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, the Flip Cup Master himself, Mr. Anthony Cools.
Hey, dude, how's it going?
It's good. Thanks, thanks for the invite. The tournament was awesome. It sucks that I lost.
Yeah, you're pretty horrible. I'm not going to lie.
I wasn't as bad as the other people on, well, some of the other people on the team.
Okay, hold on a second. Just wait a second. Hold on one second here. Ladies, I'm on the line with Jay Bird. He's taping us for a radio show right now. And he was at the Flip Cup Championship. The gentleman that was on Team AA, is that correct?
That's correct.
The losing team, y'all know losing. And he's saying he didn't suck that bad at Flip Cup. So, okay, what are you guys' opinion? Did he suck or not?
He was really bad.
Okay.
Everybody on their team said they're suck.
So it's not just me. It's a unanimous decision that you suck.
They don't remember who I was.
They don't remember who you were. Which is another sign of a great tournament.
Right. Well, right. I will be in full training starting this weekend up until the next event.
Thank you. Okay.
And you will see.
How do you train for Flip Cup?
How do you play every day?
You lick a lot of windows. You drink a lot of beer. And you smack your fist around a lot. I think that's how you train for Flip Cup.
Right. Well, I figure if I practice every day, I'll get better.
There you go.
It's just really a game of chance.
It's all fun, my friend.
It is fun. And the fact that you had Hooters sponsor the event was even better.
Say that, what?
I said the fact
I
that
you... I can barely hear you. Speak up a bit. I'm eating pizza with a bunch of girls.
I said the fact that you had Hooters sponsor the event was even better.
Yeah, wasn't it great?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Wings along with us. We had a couple hundred wings. And I think they all were gone by 6 o'clock in the morning, which is great.
Yeah, it was definitely an awesome event. I got to say, your single-handed win was pretty amazing.
Thank you very much. Yes, I was very happy to kick my theater's ass all over the table single-handedly. Yeah. They're still steering cheap, but you know what? You saw it. I took it.
Yeah, I saw it. I was there. It was unbelievable.
You need to post that on your website.
I should. And I like the other guy, the one with the flipping of the foot.
Alex is probably the most amazing Flip Cup player I know, without a shadow of a doubt. He's actually my union representative at my theater. And when he did the win, beating the team kick ass, and his final 18th or 19th cup that he had to do when he kicked it over with his foot was definitely the highlight of the evening. When he kicked it over and one flip landed it like that, it was a beautiful thing.
It was amazing. But yeah, I'm going to put together a stellar team, and it will wow you, sir.
Well, you know what? I hate to say this, but show me, don't tell me.
I'll show you. I'll even put money on the line.
Okay. You know what? You want to put money on the line? I'll tell you what. I'll bet you $100 cash my team beats your team donated to the charity of our choice. How does that sound?
Oh, that's awesome. You've got it.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right, man. Well, thank you for the invite. It was fun.
Be good, bud.
All right, man. Bye.
And don't forget to come see my show at the Paris Casino, 9 p.m.
Absolutely. We tell them all the time.
Thanks, bud.
All right, buddy. Bye. So
does he realize who he's up against?
He's talking some smack, but he doesn't
understand. That kid's going to get shit on.
He doesn't understand. When there's money involved, I become fucking focused.
And you have the physicist on your team?
It's going to be like...
Dude, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to like do the aerodynamics of the fucking cups. Done.
But see, it changes. The dynamics of the game changes because the table starts to get wet after so many flips. And depending on the surface that you play on, but I know what kind of table he uses now, so I'm training. I'm telling you, Desert Fest is taking on a
whole... Do you just use the standard plastic red cups, or does he use...
Yeah, just a solo cup.
Dude, I'll just sit there and flip those bitches for, like, hours on end. I got this, I promise.
But again, it takes on... Once you start getting a little buzzed, and you start competing with 10 other people, and you have one guy that's, you know, not doing it, yeah, come on. It took... Zach was on my team, and the first game, it took him 13 flips his first try, which was one reason why we lost.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I love the fact that he had to get all the girls to say how shitty I was.
Yeah, that was they're talking shit, man. We gotta take them down.
I'm gonna get like Turbo Man Bear, who knows how to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
is he out of jail now?
Yes. We weren't trying to talk about that.
Am I not supposed to talk about that? I'm sorry.
Flip Cup there, and my buddy Pinto, he's a great Flip Cup player. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be ready by my birthday.
So what is the team? Is it 10 people that we need?
It's a team of eight.
Eight, and how many cups are there?
We could do 10. It doesn't really matter. It's what, you know, he'll just divide us up. And, we were Team AA, Alcoholics Anonymous. I was, that right there is a curse. Because that means we're a bunch of quitters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't.
You gotta go in as VSOs.
We didn't. What's a VSO?
A velvet strap-on. Team Velvet Strap-Ons, dude. You don't know about that shit? Come on!
No, I'm not going as VSO.
VSOs, dude. That's my gaming team.
When we
run local tourneys?
We can come up with an entirely different name. But, $100 on the line.
I could donate it to the charity of our choice.
I could do that.
Are we gonna Jew it out and just take the money? Not even give it to charity.
We're not gonna Jew it out.
We're not gonna insane rabbi it out?
No. Oh. It'll go for like paws for claws.
Paws for claws?
Yeah.
It's not gonna go towards vaginal medicine?
No.
Damn it.
Actually, I'd like to do a song I wrote for you. It's about a girl that I was in love with about 5 years ago. I had a lot of money. I just left a previous job and to go into comedy. And I thought I'd saved up enough money to last me a while. And I met this girl and I fell in love with her. And we went through all my cash in about a year. So I'm on to impress her, you know, show how much I loved her and how cool she was. I remember when I ran out of cash, she said, Sam, you're just, you're just not as exciting to be with anymore now that you're broke. And we found so many neat things about each other that I hate to see the whole relationship go to waste just because the passion's gone. Can we still, like, stay in touch and talk to each other when it rains? Maybe go to a movie once in a while and have dinner. Still be friends. Would that be okay? So I'll never forget her. She left an impression on me. Plus, it took me about 3 years to get out of debt. I wrote her this song. I think you'll like it. It goes like this. You lying whore! You used me! Die! Die! I want my records back! I want my records!
love that guy. I was so devastated when he died. He was one of my favorites. Loved Mr. Kinison. He was badass. Right now, though, a song on the Rockin' Comedy Show that represents Desert Fest. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show for years and been going out to the fest, then you know the words to this song. Crank it up if you're driving out there and listening to the show and sing along. Where have you been? It's like when Mad Mike goes to the bathroom. He gets phone calls and then takes off. You, we have to call in, like, the Coast Guard. Yes, it's on.
Oh, my God. I hate my life. Hate my life. Took a break, came back. Doesn't tell me the shit's on.
No, the shit's gone.
The shit, yeah, dude, I took a massive shit.
Oh, my God. It was like, I'm going to have to evacuate. What the hell's wrong with you?
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, I've wanted to go to a doctor about why I shit like 19 times a day for the longest time, but I just never
get
the chance.
It's not the fact that you shit 19 times a day. It's the fact you're in there for 43 minutes.
That's because the hairy ass, it's hard to fucking wipe clean. Okay? I should get, like, a grant from the government to get my ass lasered.
Why should it be a grant? Just go get it done. It's like 50
But it's
bucks.
For hygienic. It's not cosmetic.
But just go get it done.
It's not 50 bucks.
Sure it is.
If it was like a few hundred, I'd probably do it.
It's a few hundred.
I thought it was a lot more than a few hundred. We'll see.
No. You Google that.
I'll Google it right now.
Anal hair removal. That's what it's got to be.
I'm googling it. I'm fucking getting on this.
Just the section around the hole.
Between the cracks. I don't need the cheeks. It's just
no,
between the
yeah,
cracks.
Right.
Anal hair removal Las Vegas.
While you're looking that up, a Beijing court is prosecuting a man for illegally organ trafficking. Local media reported putting the spotlight on a grisly black market in body parts in a country where demanded for transplants for outstripped supply. Half a liver can be bought for $45,000, while an entire transplant, including operation and recovery costs, can be completed for $150,000. According to a defendant from another organ trafficking trial prosecuted at the same court last month, in China, 2007, they banned organ transplants from liver donors except spouses, blood relatives, and step or adopted family members, but only launched a national system to coordinate donation after death of last year. Inefficiency has yet to be proved. Nearly 1.5 million people in China need organ transplants each year, but only $10,000 can get one. $10,000 people can get one. The defendants in the two Beijing trials face up to 5 years for the role as go-betweens between donors and buyers, which could damage society and moral values. Best, at least two of them say they are being unfairly for playing a vital role in helping both the sick and the poor. So, getting caught for organ trafficking here in Beijing. Yeah, it's the way to go, guys. And speaking of China, you got to meet the lady server at Tofu Hut.
My God.
Michael Johns and I was talking
She's
about.
She's fucking hilarious. I told you, you need to interview her on the show. They all gay. Like, you do
that,
it dead on.
Not even that she's talking about. They all gay. But the soap opera, it was on again.
Oh, it was on.
It was on.
And she was watching it.
Yep.
The bitch let her mom die. She could have given her the pills, and she was like, fuck you.
With the English
I don't
subtitles,
like you.
Because it's in Chinese and she's Korean. And she gave us a life lesson about
Korean culture.
Korean culture. And how you get married.
And if you fail to have a boy,
like
nine times, you get a second wife.
You get a second wife.
That's legit. All I know about Koreans is they play StarCraft. That's about it.
Well, not in there. Not in Tofu Hut.
Yeah, no. I was like, you play StarCraft? And she's like, StarCraft? And I'm like, yeah! And she's like, no. And then she said I was a nerd. It was kind of rude.
Mad Mike's brother.
Uh-oh.
He's calling. He's going to Desert Fest. Let's find out what he wants.
You've reached Dad.
He tells me to answer the damn phone.
What a nerd.
What an idiot.
By the way, affordable laser hair removal for the buttocks, $550 total. I don't know if that's between the cheeks
it's
the whole area.
The whole area.
Well,
get it done.
It doesn't say Las Vegas, though. I don't know.
Hey, what did you want?
I'm on the show, am I?
You're on the show with me and Insane Rabbi.
What's up?
What's up, Rabbi?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Well, I'm on the show.
Nasty.
Well, when you call during the show, you get on the show.
Okay.
What's
up?
What's your question? Do you want to know where the nearest Planned Parenthood is?
No.
No? You're not ready for that yet?
What?
I see you're not ready for that yet.
What is it that I'm not ready for? I thought I was listening.
I said Planned Parenthood. I said, do you want to know where the closest one is? You said no.
It's because I was talking about vaginal medicine and my girlfriend earlier. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Anyways, does your RV have an extension cord? Or can I hook something up to like a power outlet just to, or something like that?
Why? What kind of sexual devices are you using on this girl?
No, because fucking sleeping bags are expensive, so I'm just going to bring my damn airbed.
Oh. So fucking blow it up.
Well, no, it doesn't. It fucking plugs in. That's what it's called.
It plugs in and stays plugged in?
No, it doesn't stay plugged in. It's plugged in, you fill it up, and you unplug it.
Yeah, I guess I'll let you use some power out there.
Okay, cool. That's all I need to do. All right, thanks.
So I had to call you for that? You couldn't just send me the little text?
I can't text a one, and I can't spell this shit on Facebook, so fuck you.
Well, that's not very nice.
Dude, he's drawing out the F-bomb.
I'm asking a very legit question. You're throwing the F-bomb. Where the fuck do you get off? Just because your brother...
On the wrong foot, that's what.
Just because your brother's not here, don't think that you have control to talk any way you choose.
Mikey's
not
here?
No.
Oh, a fucking bum.
Yeah, I think he's, he had to go randomly for some reason.
He had a medical, he was flaring up around the anal area.
Did he stick his dick in a mouse trap again?
I said the anal area.
Oh. So he stuck his dick in somebody else's mouse trap, okay.
What? I'm hanging up on you, that was dumb.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Hey, I'll see you around. Hey, the store's open, dude. Come down. We got to play some Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
He has a girlfriend now. He has other things to do.
Uh-oh.
Rather than play Left 4 Dead.
She loves Left 4 Dead.
What are you talking
about? Yeah. Eric, I'm trying to make it sound like you're getting laid on a daily basis. You just fucked up. Now you're a computer nerd just like Rabbi. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Later.
Little Mad Eric. He will be at Desert Fest, trying to fill in for his brother.
So he has a girlfriend now?
He does.
Who dated him?
She is. That's mean.
That's so mean.
That's mean.
I love you, Eric. Actually, he's pretty cool. Eric is a badass person. You should see him play Left 4 Dead, though. He's just like, rah!
That day I kept shooting him, he was getting some.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you. Yes, he has a girlfriend, and she's cute, and he's bringing her out to Desert Fest.
Is she cuter than Alexis?
Nobody's cuter than Alexis.
Maybe you're
a little cuter than Alexis.
I might be. Because if she's cuter, then I gotta drop Alexis and grab the cutest. It's a man thing. I think you understand.
Right.
I gotta have the hottest girlfriend. At least up at Desert Fest, so I can be like, yeah, this is my girlfriend. Yeah.
I'll see if I can bring up a picture of his girlfriend for you.
On the Facebook?
On the Facebook.
Dude, they're getting sued for privacy violations and stuff like that. You hear about all that?
Yeah, there she is.
Oh, wait. I'm getting on the Facebook.
Right there. There she is.
I can't see it that well. My vision is shitty at best. One second.
Anyway, we were talking about organ trafficking.
I gotta poke my girlfriend. Hang on.
Can you do that when you get home?
Can I poke other dudes on Facebook?
Yes.
I've never even thought about it. Can I poke you?
Yes, you can poke whoever you want.
Ooh. Sounds like fun.
Nice.
All right, I'm on. Send me the link, sir, through the chat.
Just go check out his friend's page.
I don't know.
We're in the middle of the news, all right?
Oh,
People listening can't see.
They need
this.
To get the news.
Yeah, but they can't see her, so you just find it on your own time. Don't cut into their news.
I'm sorry. I apologize to all the viewers.
They've been denied a how-to for the entire month of May.
Wow.
So.
Get on that shit, Mike. I think his brother's got it right when he called him the fucking bum.
Officials say a mix-up led a school bus driver in northern New Jersey to start to take students to an amusement park instead of school. About 30 Ridgefield Park High School students boarded the bus around 7:45 in the morning, thinking it was the bus they ride every day. But the driver had shown up early to take 7th and 8th graders to Six Flags Great Adventure at 9 a.m. The students became worried when the bus reached the New Jersey Turnpike and called their parents and the school when the driver wouldn't stop. The driver eventually listened to them and exited the interstate. They turned around. School officials had called police who'd stopped the bus. An officer rode aboard until it reached the school. No, you're not going to school.
You're going to Six Flags.
You're going to Magic Mountain.
Yes. I would not have called my parents. I'd have been like, fuck this.
No, you really need to pay attention to the news.
Huh?
That's what Mike does. You comment afterwards. I need you focused. Stop looking at porn.
Damn. What?
And stop scrimming or whatever it is. Whatever you're doing. I could say it wrong. I'm not a nerd.
No, that's fine. No, screaming is the right term. It's just funny you brought that up.
No, it's not.
Maybe I'm updating my Facebook profile, huh?
Maybe you are.
Maybe I'm telling everybody what an awesome show this is going to be because I'm in it.
Yeah, right. Anyway, a Philadelphia man was found not guilty of murdering a policeman who died 41 years after the defendant shot him. That's right. 41 years after he was shot. The jury acquitted William Barnes after a week-long trial in which prosecutors tried to argue there was a chain of direct between the shooting of Walter Barkley in 1966 and Darkley's death from a urinary tract infection in 2007. Barnes, now 74, served 16 years in prison for attempted murder after the shooting. He shot Barkley during an attempted robbery, injuring his spine and leaving him needing to use a wheelchair. He has long expressed remorse and regret for shooting Officer Barkley, but he felt that shot didn't cause Officer Barkley's death. Prosecutors had argued the illness that caused Barkley's death were the direct results of the gunshot fired by Barnes. The defense maintained that any links between the shooting and Barnes' death were broken by 3 car accidents, 2 falls from the wheelchair, and neglect by nursing home staff, all of which could have contributed to the ending of his life. Barnes is in custody because of parole violation and is not expected to be released anytime soon. So, 41 years later, he's still getting shit about shooting a police officer. What are you going to do? Also in the news, in Maine, the guys from Maine who became online celebrities by creating geysers from Mentos, candies, and Diet Coke say they have harnessed the power to create a rocket car. Have
you seen that? Out of Mentos?
Yeah, have you seen that YouTube video?
No.
Go to YouTube, and you can watch this while I do the rest of the story. Go to YouTube and type up Mentos and soda.
Well, obviously, the chemical reaction, I'm not going to go nerd on you guys, but...
The contraption, created by Fritz Grobe and Stephen Vault of Buckfield, features a utility trailer on the back and a modified girl's bike at the front. They're offering a teaser of the invention on their website. The full video, directed by Rob Cohen of the Fast and the Furious, will debut online Tuesday. Grobe tells the Sun Journal newspaper that their latest invention uses Coke Zero and has been dubbed the Fizzy and the Furious. The two, dressed in lab coats and Google and famous on Google, became internet celebrities 4 years ago with their experiments, now on YouTube. They created geysers by dropping Mentos candies into the bottles of Diet Coke.
Nice.
So now they say they can actually make a rocket car.
It'll go all of 10 miles an hour.
Hey, whatever.
That's fucking cool.
But still, they did it. What did you do today? Besides,
it took a huge dump.
They made a left over there and killed some guy with his sword. Nobody saw the move coming.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Cybernetics TV Gamecast. I'm your host, Insane Rabbi.
Yeah, that's fun.
Not really. I'm not going to get into that. I didn't even do that right, but whatever. You get the point.
Yeah.
Cybernetics.tv.
For a moment, they were starting to nod off.
For all your nerdiness.
And our last news story of the week, it wasn't quite man bites dog, but there were men, and there were dogs, and there was biting. A sheriff's office said one man bit another during a fight over a couple of dogs at a park in suburban New York City. Rockland County Sheriff's Captain William Barbiera said two dog owners got into a fight. One didn't like the way their pets were playing at a dog park in New City, about 30 miles north of New York. Barbiera said that that a third man tried to break up the fight, and that one of the combatants bit him on the wrist. He said that no one has been arrested, but the case is still being investigated. Grown men in a park, walking their dogs, biting each other. What could possibly you know, top that? Nothing.
The people calling each other N-bombs and chinks some shit at my store. That's pretty funny.
That wasn't really a news story.
True. I don't know, man. Some of these people, what gives you the urge to bite people? Oh, my God.
So we're going to do another celebrity prank call for you. Alec Baldwin calling a real estate agent to talk about selling some houses.
Nice.
Houston Associates Real Estate.
What's the problem, pal?
I don't know. Who's calling?
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch?
I don't know. Who am I talking to?
I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray.
It's the fucking...
How can I help you, sir?
Because Mitch and Murray asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said, the real favor, follow my advice and fire your fucking ass.
Don't know what you're talking about, sir. I'm terminating this call.
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired.
You're fired.
Did I hear you?
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? Let's talk about something important.
Hello?
And your name is your wanting. You can't play in the man's game. You can't close.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
You call yourself a salesman, you son of a bitch? I came here because Mitch and Murray asked me to. They asked me for a favor. I said, the real favor, follow my advice and fire your fucking ass because a loser is a loser.
Absolutely, sir. How can we help you?
You got leads. Mitch and Murray paid good money. Get their names to sell them.
Yes, sir.
You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
Hey, we're calling Allies. Johnny, how may I help you?
What's the problem, pal?
Hello?
Let's talk about something important. It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Yeah?
I'm here from downtown. I'm here from Mitch and Murray.
Good.
You think I'm fucking with you?
Why don't you come on down, baby?
I made $970,000 last year. How much you make?
$250,000.
And your name is your wanting. You can't play in the man's game. You can't close them.
Hey, you're calling now. Is Johnny going to help you?
You certainly don't, pal. Because the good news is you're fired.
Because the good news is...
You're fired.
You're fired. Taking that role long before Donald Trump ever said it. You have your choice.
Uh-oh.
For the final celebrity prank call...
Uh-oh.
...of the week, you have your choice of Tom Cruise makes a harassing phone call, Samuel Jackson calls a restaurant, or Christian Bale.
Ooh, the last two I'm debating. It's hard to turn down a Samuel L. Jackson. I think I'm in the mood for some Sam.
For some Sam?
For some snakes on a plane.
He doesn't say that, but he does call the restaurant.
Thank you for calling Token Solicitor, take over delivery.
Yo, how you doing, man? It's Jules.
Can you hold on 1 second?
Yeah.
All right, let's pick up a delivery.
Just listen up, man. Me and my homeboy are some serious fucking shit, man. We're in a car. We got to get off the road pronto. I need to use your garage for a couple hours.
All right, man. Just stop by. It'll be open.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Shit.
I'd knock that shit off if I was you.
What?
Dumbass.
What?
Dumbass.
What?
me what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
What?
Oh, man.
You know who we are?
I'm a mushroom cloud lane motherfucker, motherfucker.
My name is the Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Yes, you did.
Fuck you.
Excuse me?
I don't give a damn.
Greg, hold on a second. I'm going to give the phone to someone else. I want them to hear this. Hold on.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Hold on just a second, man.
Hello?
Yo, how you doing, man? It's Jewel.
I'm fine.
Just listen up, man. Me and my homeboy are some serious fucking shit, man. We're in a car. We got to get off the road pronto. I need to use your garage for a couple hours.
What?
This is a tasty burger.
Second.
Hello?
Hamburgers. The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
You don't got hamburgers.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I can't usually get them because my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian. I do love the taste of a good burger.
Yeah?
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up repugnance.
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it? What country are you from?
Bitch.
What?
Yes. Yes,
what ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English in what?
What?
This was divine intervention. You know what divine intervention is?
Yes.
Yeah. Wrong! We should be fucking dead, my friend. Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
He's black, bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
There it is. I was waiting for it.
He
look like a
bitch.
No.
Then why are you trying to fuck him like a bitch? Check out the big brain on Brad. You're a smart motherfucker. That's right. You know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France? Royale with cheese. You know why they call it that? The metric system.
Why? Metric system?
Please, continue. You were saying something about best intentions. What's the matter? Oh, you were finished. Oh, well, allow me to retort.
All right.
You remember Antoine Rockamora, half black, half Samoan, used to call him Tony Rocky Horror?
No.
Well, Marcellus fucked him up good.
All right, I gotta go, man.
Don't do that. Don't fucking blow this shit up. What happened here was a miracle, and I want you to fucking acknowledge it.
All right, Jake. Later.
English, motherfucker!
Later.
Do you
All right,
speak
dude.
It?
Later.
Later, man.
Okay. Later. He gets fucking scared out of his mind. He's like, this guy is crazy.
Samuel Jackson, giving a call.
Not bad.
I was telling Mike, the phone line that's set up here in the studio, I get random calls from like telemarketers and stuff. And I had it set up so that when they, you know, that when they called, I would be able to, you know, because I tell them
do
all
the
time.
Soundboards.
Hey, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. It's a freaking radio show. And they keep, you know, hey, you want a warranty on your Saturn? I don't drive a Saturn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know? And so I've had it all set up so I can
You
just...
son of a bitch.
And not one call last week. Then I'm in here getting ready to do the show, and I'm setting everything up. Nothing. As soon as I walk away, I go to the bathroom, the phone rings. And I don't have anything set up. And I was so mad. I was like...
Hasta la vista, baby.
I'm all set with him. I'm ready.
Good morning.
I want to get somebody. I think it would be great.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Like,
because if they're gonna cold call me,
that's amazing.
Yeah. I don't even understand why. You know, you can put your name on like a blacklist or some shit just so they don't do that. Like. Who the fuck ever thought of, hey, we're just going to randomly call?
I don't worry about it, because it's only inbound calls, so I can't call out, so, you know, whatever.
But I'm just thinking of who the fucking invented, hey, let's call random people at random times throughout the day, just trying to sell shit. It's a great waste of fucking time.
Howdy, stranger.
Exactly. It's like, what business model? Has anybody ever bought anything from a random fucking phone call?
Right.
If you have, send your emails to shinglesmcfanny.com or hotmail.com. Because seriously, or Gmail, whatever. Like, who the fuck buys that shit? Why is that a viable business application? I don't know the fuck.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
So it was all set. I'm like, yeah, I'm finally going to get to do it.
Close your eyes, stay flat, and don't move. You son of a bitch.
That's my favorite one. Well, Rabbi, it's Desert Fest weekend.
It is. I'm so excited.
I've got camping gear out. I'm cleaning it off.
Sounds good.
Pick up the RV.
I heard there's something about ribs.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
4 days.
I can't wait to taste the meat.
Yeah, they do like a 4 day soak. We cook them up on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Making some homemade jerky.
Homemade jerky?
Yeah.
I'm going to go and do some homemade jerky myself.
Not jerk in.
Oh.
I said jerky.
Oh, my bad.
There's a big difference.
There is?
Yeah.
Not if you use the Natural Harvest
and
cookbook.
And people listening, I did not use the Natural Harvest cookbook to make the barbecue sauce for the ribs.
Hey, it would have just been that much more protein, you know? Good meat, good sauce.
The thought of that, just, you know.
Blah.
So I was like, I knew I was doomed today, being that it's Memorial Day, and A&E's running a hoarder's marathon.
You're fucked.
I'm fucked.
You're fucked.
The first two they showed, I didn't see, and I heard those are like the legendary episodes, so I was like, these should be the last ones that they show. But I was fortunate enough to catch the second one, which was a woman who didn't hoard, like, clothes and newspaper and the trash that you usually see in these people's houses. Yes, her house was trashed, and there was a lot of junk, but she hoarded cats.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, no. She had 71 cats in her house.
Didn't she find one that was dead? I heard about that.
71. She had 71 cats in her house. 45 of them were dead and almost skeleton-ridden. That's how long they had been in the house. Some of them very small kittens, only weeks old, that were stuck out in the garage, and she had no idea. And I'm like, why does this woman not get prosecuted for it?
Yeah, that's terrible.
You know, yeah, she's trying to, you know, feed them all and this and that, but there's just so many, and there's so much junk that you can't see what's in the house. And I was like, wow, this is probably the worst episode I ever saw. But the second case on the same show, was a woman that hoarded food. She'd go to the grocery store and get food that was on sale, and she thinks that she was going to use it. And she literally had food in her fridge from, like, that had expired in 2007. But because the meat wasn't green, she said it was still good and she was going to eat it.
Oh,
and they were just pulling stuff out of, like, the vegetable drawers of the fridge. And it had just morphed into some weird sludgy slime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pouring it into a glass going, she could probably make a sauce with that. It was so bad. Like, I was literally getting dry heaves watching it. She had, like, this huge pumpkin in the middle of her living room that had rotted. She goes, when I bought it, it was a beautiful pumpkin.
I'm sure when you bought it, it was.
And it was all black, and it had the fuzz all over it.
Oh, God.
And she was taking seeds out of it, because she goes, if I save the seeds and clean them, I can grow a beautiful pumpkin like this one was.
Yo, dude,
that show is amazing. That there's people out there that have
that are more fucked up than you.
Yeah, have these problems. I don't know why you think I'm fucked up. I'm not fucked
up. I'm more fucked up than Mad Mike.
He's got
some problems.
He's got a whole other world of issues. But Mike, you know, take care of it. Call the exterminator,
dude. He.
That's the best thing to handle pest control.
Terminators.
When I was little, I used to call them Terminators. My dad was like, no, they're exterminators.
Yeah, Terminators.
That's what I said, Terminators. They're coming into the future. No cast off. Anyway, it's the Rockin' Comedy Show. Hopefully many of you will make it out to the fest. It is a lot of fun. It is a great time. We have 17 bands on Saturday, 6 bands on Friday. There's going to be some ATVs out there, some rock climbing, some trail exploring going on.
Some Manwich Mountain.
Manwich Mountain is always a plus.
That is. That's honestly plus. What I'm going for. That's the only thing.
I'll show you a picture of it. I'll show you what it looks like. I got hundreds of pictures of Manwich Mountain. Not of the inside of it, but of just exactly where it is. That picture on the computer screen there, the background picture, when you minimize everything, that picture was taken from the top
of Manwich?
Of Manwich Mountain.
That's fantastic. I mean, you got a nice stage. You got it all going down.
It's awesome out there. So, guys, if you have questions, if you're on Facebook, you can get the information there by going to Desert Fest Barstow on the MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
And also MySpace, we have a page set up there. Or just, you know, hit me up on Facebook or MySpace, and I'll get you guys the directions to get out there. And we're going to have a great time. Dino Mike's going to be out there. Tim Pyle is going to be out there.
Insane Rabbi is going to be out there.
Insane Rabbi, people that you hear on the show are going to be out there. Mm-hmm. Krista, Zach, Rhonda, all these people that we talk about, they're going to be out there.
Yeah.
Mad Mike's brother.
And his girlfriend. I'm taking a look at her. She's not bad.
She's not bad.
I can give him credit.
I was like, he goes, yeah, I'm bringing a friend with me. I was like, how much air does it take to blow her up? Anyway, guys, it's been fun, and we'll see you out at the fest.